The other day, I was listening to a preacher close a sermon about pain. In the sermon, the preacher talked about the pain and struggles of this life. In typical African-American style, the preacher closed the sermon with a celebration. Here, the preacher resolved the pain by pointing to God hooking us up. The preacher then looked through the congregation and talked about someone who had lost a child, but now they have two. Someone who had lost a job, but now they have a better job. There was someone else in the congregation who was diagnosed with a disease, but later on it was found to be a misdiagnosis. And then the close came. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Too quick a jump to the gravy. As I listened to this sermon, I felt almost a jolt as the move came towards the celebration, but also, interestingly enough, in the celebration. The first problem I felt was that there was too quick a jump to the gravy, a jump that didn't take into account the necessity of experiencing pain. The emotional release will be forced or superficial if the fullness of the pain is not experienced or understood. One of the things that a sermon can do is to help to model correct thinking. Correct thinking would not limit the need to experience pain. Sometimes our people think and or act as if it is a sign of lack of faith to grieve. Whether one has been diagnosed with a life-threatening disease or has experienced the loss of a loved one, grief and pain are needed and necessary. Some of us may even question God. All of this is needed. We cannot, in our preaching, make people believe that they will not experience pain in this life. Joy tied to a good outcome. Another problem I felt when listening to this sermon was that the experience of joy was tied to a good outcome in this world. The one who had lost a child now has two. Setting aside the problematic and incorrect thought that one child could replace another, the joy comes from a good outcome down here. The person should be happy, according to this sermon, because they got a better job. They should be happy because they get hooked up down here. We live in an era where the Christian life is about getting hooked up. The only problem is that we don't always get hooked up down here. Ask the Apostle Paul, who never had the thorn in his flesh taken away, even though he greatly desired its removal. Ask Zacharias, who died between the porch and the altar. Ask John the Baptist, whose head was on the plate in a banquet. The simple fact of the matter is that sometimes grandma will die. Sometimes we will lose our job. Sometimes bad things will happen. We cannot, in our preaching, give the impression that good will always win in the end down here. Sometimes the wicked prosper and the righteous languish. Sometimes the fornicating pastor gets the big church and the faithful one gets fired from the modest church that she was in. Yes, it is true. You may not get that house. It is not guaranteed to you down here. The importance of incarnation. The reality of this thought makes the incarnation even more important. Jesus didn't sidestep the pains of this life to live in a lap of luxury. Jesus came and lived amongst the poor. Then Jesus died and even felt betrayed by God, which wrenched from his lips the anguished cry, my God, why?" The good news is not that we do not have to have pain, because we have to have it. The good news is that Jesus is there with us in the pain. The good news is that Jesus helps us to endure the pain. And the good news, yes, is that Jesus overcame the worst that life can give and now offers that to us. Yes, we will have pain in this world, but we have someone to walk with us, someone to talk with us, someone to tell us that we are his own. Yes, we will have pain in this world. Jesus has overcome the world, and yes, it is still true. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in that morning. God bless you.